Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to this edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in on this Sunday evening edition of Butch on Sports. Hey, guess what, boys and girls? My jukebox is down, so no music tonight. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but hey, you know, I can't get along without my theme song here, but too bad. I don't have it tonight, so I'm just going to do it anyway here. We went on this week, and we'll get a more stable time for our second show during the week. I'll be thinking about it during this particular show I'm doing right now. So let me have at it here, and boys and girls, here we go here. Always, thanks for tuning in, by the way, here. The Detroit Pistons announced that their team and head coach Dwayne Casey has a reached agreement for contract extensions through the year 2023-24 of the NBA season. Per policy, they were not disclosing any money that was popped in the game there. Dwayne's ability to adapt and lead through a challenged but very exciting year of growth and development has further established his place for the most highly respected coaches of the NBA, said Pistons owner Tom Gores. He is fully committed to the restoration of the Pistons, as well as his competitiveness, teaching ability, and development acronyms can be seen through growth through our young players. I eagerly anticipate watching the future of the team. And, yes, I laugh at this. This is Tom Gores talking about this, and he quotes also further, the future of the team toward a franchise under continuous leadership as we strive to compete for a championship. That was his quote, Tom Gores. I don't buy it. But here we go. Casey's 64 years old. He was named the head coach of Detroit Pistons June 11, 2018. During his first year with Detroit Pistons, he led the team to a 41-41 record and returned to the playoffs after a 2 years absence. And then after that, everything went to high water and hell. And because the Pistons has not won anything, they've had some draft choices that were pretty high, maybe, and maybe to some of us, wasn't too high at all there. But again, the Pistons have some great young talent that they can count on, and that's the deal. That's the big, real deal. Jeremy Grant, by golly, he was the most improved player candidate in the NBA this year, and he's been nominated for that position and for that particular award. He went from 12 points to 22.3 points, the highest increase in NBA history from 2019 to 2020 and to 2020 to 2021. So, with all that saying, congratulations to Jeremy Grant. He's nominated for the NBA's Most Improved Player Award candidate there. Now, the big news for the Detroit Pistons is Ben Wallace played his final season with the Detroit Pistons in 2012. His legacy is one of the greatest players in franchise history on defense as well as bringing the team together there. He's one of the greatest defensive players to ever grace the NBA, next to Bill Russell, of course, there, and some other players that I can name there, but Ben Wallace is high on the totem pole. Clear my throat there on that one. He's an iconic with Detroit. He had fans passionate and with his iconic throw on Sunday. Ben Wallace's legacy will be recognized as he was elected to Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. And the league sources got that from Vince Goodwill, my good friend, who's broke the story. And also, a lot of other good doggone people broke the story yesterday as well. He became one of 14 finalists in March. The ceremony will take place, of course, in September, where it'll make Wallace the first undrafted player inducted into the Hall of Fame. A lot of it has to do with many people of all colors, classes, creeds, and nationalities are complaining about the further absence of minorities in our song. Recognition of also black colleges there, which is right now getting snuffed, which, by the way, Wallace is a member of. He went to Central State University in Ohio, where Ben Wallace raised the saddle. He first started off with the Washington Wizards. He got traded over to Detroit, and that's when everything hit the fan. He was with Chris Webber at that particular time. And by golly, when we just mentioned Chris Webber's name, today he was also elected into the Naismith Hall of Fame as of today, Chris Webber. So two teammates going separate directions and whatnot there are in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to both of them. Chris Webber, of course, a Detroit Country Day graduate, went to University of Michigan and on to stardom in the NBA, and from Michigan, of course, Michigan and the Detroit area. Congratulations to both of them, Ben Wallace, as well as Chris Webber, and all the other nominees of the Basketball Naismith Hall of Fame. We'll get the complete list on our secondary show during the week there. We'll probably be on Thursday, by the way, that we'll do our secondary show. That's normally on Wednesday. And I'll tell you why on Wednesday we're not doing it. Because I'm doing the Game Sports Show. We moved to Wednesday temporarily right now. And so I'm dedicated to that. And also be dedicated to my own, because we'll be on a Thursday the night after the Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN, I tell you. The Detroit Lions announced their 2021 regular season schedule that features on week one a home game with the San Francisco 49ers and on their third Monday Night Football game at Lambeau Field in 5 years. And also the Thanksgiving matchup with the Chicago Bears, which will be a national televised game. This season also marks the first 17-game season in NFL history for the Detroit Lions. Lions, of course, I said, open up with a regular season home game with San Francisco 49ers, which will be the first game under new head coach, by the way, Dan Campbell. This will mark the fifth time that San Francisco and Detroit will square off in week one's contest there. I got a lot of little dates there in 84, 81, 64, and 52 that they let off the league with games being played, San Francisco as well as Detroit. Now, the Lions will head to Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers on ESPN Monday Night Football, which might be also on that particular night if you're in the Detroit metropolitan area, will be on ABC Channel 7. So get up on that one there. That's marking the second consecutive season which the team will meet at Lambeau Field in week number 2. This is also the fourth time the Detroit will play the Monday Night Football game in Green Bay, and the third time in the last 5 years that they have played on Monday Night Football. Boy, think of it. In week 7, by the way, Detroit makes its first trip to Los Angeles on October 24th. Since October 24th, 1993, they've taken on the Rams. It'll be the first time that Detroit got together. Of course, we now have Executive Vice President, General Manager Brad Holmes, and newly acquired quarterback from Los Angeles, Jared Goff. And SoFi Stadium will also be the only stadium this season slated where Detroit has never played a game in. Hey, they also got some interconference games too as well. The AFC North Division for the first time since 2017. That includes a slate of back-to-back road games with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns in Week 10 and 11 respectively. Of course, I did mention the 82nd Thanksgiving Day Classic that'll take place on Thursday, November the 25th at 12:30. They'll take on the Chicago Bears. It'll be the 19th time that the Chicago Bears battle between one another and the Detroit Lions. Two teams battle one another for this particular Thanksgiving Day celebration. There hasn't been too kind for the Lions lately here. Their record on Thanksgiving Day is 37-42-2 overall on that particular day for Thanksgiving. As a result for the NFL, again, I'm mentioning this, getting this very clear, it'll be 17 games this year. The Lions will travel to Denver to face the Broncos in Week 14. That is another game that is an inter-conference extravaganza for this particular team as well. Week 15, Detroit and Arizona meet for the 9th time in the last 10 seasons. For the 16th time, the NFL realigned the 2002 schedule where the most regular season games are played between non-divisional opponents in the NFL in the span. With the addition of all those 17 games there, Detroit will close out again with Green Bay in week number 18. The Lions will provide the following media availability for rookie camp, which it was today, the beginning of rookie camp. By golly, the rookies are there. And the Lions have announced that they have agreed to terms with all these particular rookies that I'm going to mention right now. Jonathan Adams, D'Angelo Amos, Tyrus Becker, Rakeem Boyd, Jason Hasman, Drake Johnson, or Jackson, I should say, Jerry Jacobs, Tommy Kramer of Notre Dame. He's a guard, though, by the way. He's not a quarterback. Jerod McKinley, yes, from Notre Dame as well. Derek Mills from Nebraska. A.J. Parker from Kansas State. Say Surratt from Wake Forest. And Brock Wright from Notre Dame. He's a tight end there. Getting that all out of my system there. And all the other rookies that were named on those first three nights of the draft from Thursday to Saturday will also be in camp. Mr. Sewell will also be in camp. He has been cleared from COVID results. That, by the way, early last week, he was discovered with COVID during testing. When he was in town, he has now been cleared, and will be participating in camp starting tomorrow, which camp started today, which is Sunday, but he'll start tomorrow on a Monday, okay? So we got all that straightened out here for you there. Dan Campbell, he was talking big and goodies, and also was noticed from a lot of some media friends who did end up going to camp today, that also it seems like the coaches are participating more in one-on-one celebrations there, you know, as far as passing the ball, getting in the face of the linemen and showing them techniques and skills that was very appreciated from the players. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there we go. With the Detroit Lions stuff there. Detroit Red Wings season has come to an end. Last Saturday, it's been a week since that overtime loss to Columbus there. Steve Yzerman hasn't yet showed his hand regarding Jeff Blasso's coaching future. Last month, Yzerman said he would sit down with Blasso very quickly after the season ended. But it's been a week and counting since They have heard the final horn on this particular. So Blasso and Yzerman had a very good relationship, of course, I'm quite sure. Yzerman often joining Blasso in his office after games, discussing games at Little Caesars Arena. I don't know how discreet that was or whatever it may be, but, you know, I tell you, once and for all, no one has said nothing yet. So there's still opportunity to bring him back on on the coaching staff. Blasso is 47 years old. He received a 2-year extension before they hired Steve Yzerman 2 years on my birthday on April 19, 2019. So I tell you, ha, ha, ha. we'll hear, hopefully pretty soon, how that's going to go on. Normally, the longer it goes, the more a coach either is finding a new coach and haven't found one yet, or, just like I said in the first time, haven't found one yet. We'll find out and see. Right under Jose Arena and third baseman Jeremy Cadell Lonrail were not present on the field yesterday for the celebration, as both of those got hurt. Both gentlemen got hurt in the game on Saturday. They was out today, but it didn't make no difference. Chicago Cubs beat up on the Detroit Tigers by a score of 5-1, which was very sad indeed. Matthew Boyd pitched today there, and someone was doing very well for at least five innings there, as it only showed a 2-0 lead. But again, in the sixth inning, he lost it. Three runs scored by Chicago. And I'm not saying he didn't have any help. Bad fielding on the field by the fielders on the field. You know, there's eight other members on defense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no? But Chicago got a hold to him, and they won the series 2-1. Not saying it's not competitive, but again, Tigers got a lot of stuff to go there. They playing together is not the issue there. I'm just saying, are the best members on the team out on the field every single day? And I can't answer that one very much so plainly at all for anybody. I just can't. I don't know why, but I can't answer that question as of yet here. I have some ideas, but I'm gonna hold them to a later date. The NHL has their playoffs going on right now, and we'll go over those on Wednesday on where those teams stand at the present after maybe a couple of games or two under their belt. We can deal with that expeditiously there, very quickly. Very soon, I can do that. Yes, I can. I can very much so do that. So, we have that. And it was funny because at 6 o'clock when I'm turning on to watch the news, every station has something going on there. You know, we had some soccer on the Fox. We had some spring football on ABC. We had the hockey game going on NBC. Who knows what CBS had? Probably golf. I didn't get that far. But a lot of sports being had there. So there's no sense of being negative, especially some of the leagues, the college leagues that did not finish their season, end up getting back into it in spring. Very exciting stuff in on there today. Sam Houston beating up on North Dakota for a championship today. Football on TV. You love it. You really love it. I tell you. In the spring, I'm done with that. The Detroit Pistons are presently playing right now their last game of the season. I'm quite sure we'll have a lot to say, although I mentioned first of the show and early in the show that Dwayne Casey still has his job for another 2 years. Unless they just got money to blow and fire him after that. I don't know. We'll keep it going there. We'll find out all of some other good stuff there throughout the week. Like I said, Lions are right now participating in mini camp for the rookies, and OTAs are becoming pretty fast and furious for other players to come into camp and work on out and get acquainted to those people on the front lines, or should I say on the 80-something team roster. Some of the rookies that are playing right now or participating in camp may not be there, but we will see. We will definitely see. They're going to have to earn it, I'm quite sure. Things are hard in Detroit right now there. It's hard to not have a winning team of some type in the city. Boy, you used to be very dependent on certain teams, but not anymore. With that saying, we're going to be on the air again on Wednesday. The Game Sports Show is going to be on Wednesday. My show will be on Thursday. I got that cleared on up for you there for the podcast on Thursday. The Game Sports Show live on 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie on Wednesday from 6 to 8 o'clock. We have a doggone good time there last week, and hopefully we have an even greater time this week on the Game Sports Show as we get sports news the way you want to hear it and, you know, talk about subjects that you want to know. You want to know. Hey, I am done with this here. With no music today, boys and girls. Tell me how you like that one there. I don't. I like a little bit of background music there. So maybe it's time for me to find a new song. I don't know. You tell me. Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Old Madonna Productions. Hey, get with me, boys and girls, every single Sunday and maybe on Thursday or Friday on the week's end there. As well as you can go to Facebook and catch that. As well as you can go to Podomatic. Type in SimpleyButtoO.podomatic.com. And, of course, you can go to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com to also catch that. Butch on Sports. As well as the Game Sports Show and the other shows that under that roof on the Game Sports Show at podbean.com as well. There, okay? By the way, the Game Sports Show is with Scott Nason and Dave McKay and myself and E.J. Russell and friends invited. And I guess last week, Dave was doggone good. Mr. Mason was very good. Very good indeed here. Hey, I'm out of time here. I'm going to watch the rest of some wrestling or something. Get me a snack and go to bed. Hey, catch you on Thursday. Y'all have a very good early of the week. Understand the weekend's going to be hot, like 87, 88 degrees or something. Hey, be cool. Wear your mask.